was saying yesterday, the United States of America can go around saying all kinds of ridiculous things to whoever they want, and they do. But the thing that gives a nation the right to do this is something called a social contract. You know, this is one way to describe it. Rousseau's way of describing it is a social contract. Now, the way that ancient countries were founded, and I'm not saying that every ancient country is good or, you know, always did the right thing or whatever, but the way that those ancient nations like, you know, Athens, Sparta, even the civilizations that developed out of those, the way those were founded had to have been, because most people don't remember when they were founded, they were founded way before any historical records, had to have been a sort of social contract, which means that cave people came together, you know, hunters and gatherers, whatever, the first humans, came together, and they said, you know, it's kind of senseless to run around killing one another and killing everything else for food. We might as well work together. And then they figured out how they would work. They first made a covenant amongst themselves to stop going to war with themselves. And then they figured out how they would work together to best distribute and manage the resources of the land around them. So they thereby made a covenant with the earth around them. Now, if you have studied American history, you know that this is not how the United States of America was founded. The United States of America, in contrast to this, was founded by a bunch of people coming over here with guns and stuff and killing a bunch of other people and saying, see, told you, we had shot you, you're dead. See, our land now. Our land, your gods are stupid, our gods are right. Hubbity-doo, hubbity-dee. And this is in no way an expression of any kind of covenant being made with the land, which means that the United States government, which was founded upon war, bloodshed, and genocide, has absolutely no right whatsoever to govern this country because no social contract has ever been made. You know, a slave-master relationship is not a contractual relationship. You know what I mean? And basically, the founding of the United States is not we don't have to do, you know, sociological inquiries about how the United States was founded and whether or not it was a social contract. You know, that's what they have to do when they want to figure out the origins of just civilizations. No, all we have to do is read the history books, and we see that our civilization was founded because a bunch of slave masters came over here and overtook the rest of the people and then tried to enslave them. And they're still trying to enslave them. And so the United States can go around and they can say, this is why I don't pay attention to laws. They can go around and they can say any little thing that they want, but it doesn't matter. And no one who has any sense about anything cares, because they have no right to govern this land. They have no there's no, like, you know, you can use a lot of words to describe it. They have no philosophical right. They have no spiritual right, whatever, psychological right, unconscious right, you know. But basically you don't even have to make this argument. You know, you don't even have to listen to me right now to see that the United States has no right to govern this land. Because if they did, then they would be doing, right is often given by merit, you know? Liberty is given by merit, you know? Someone has the liberty of playing a guitar, right? They're given the liberty to play that guitar by the people around them. People would rather have that person play the guitar than other people. Why? It's a meritocracy, because they're better at playing it than the other people around. Well, the United States has done nothing to earn the liberty of governing anyone, because they are complete and total retards, and they don't do anything right. Look at Katrina. Look at the way that we're all running around thinking that there's a freaking economic crisis and a crisis of goods and abundance or a scarcity of goods, a scarcity of food, when we have more technological resources to grow food at a higher rate than we ever have in the history of humanity. You know, we're over there fighting a war, trying to kill some people for something that they didn't do, when everybody knows who did it, because the people who were telling you who didn't do it are the ones that did it. So they know that they did it, and they're over there sending your people to die over something that they know is a lie, and they know that it's a lie because they're the ones who lied about it. I'm talking about 9/11. And so when people around town start saying, America, you just say, it doesn't matter what those people say, because they have no right to say anything. Until they make a covenant with the land, until they make a social contract with me and with everybody else, they're not going to have that right. And so we'll just see how it all works out for them.